All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? Call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. Call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, this past Saturday night saw a card of boxing take place at the Mecca of the sport, and I am talking about Madison Square Garden in the Big Apple, New York City. Now, it was a very controversial night of boxing, and the reason why I say it is this. We saw WBC flyweight champion Roman Chocolate Tito Gonzalez suffer defeat for the first time as a professional. Chocolate Tito came into this contest with a record of 46-0, but he suffered a majority decision loss to Srisakat Sorongvisi of Thailand. This was a bout that saw Glenn Feldman and Julie Letterman each give the bout 114-113 in favor of Sorongvisi. And we also had Waleska Roldan, who had it 113-113 and even draw. Now, early on in this contest, Chocolate Tito was knocked down for just the second time as a professional, as Sorongvisi really came out there and tried to dictate the pace. But Chocolate Tito was able to exchange throughout the contest, and Sorongvisi never really heard him again after that, as Chocolate Tito, to me, was dictating the pace. Now, a lot of experts had the fight in favor of Chocolate Tito, but when the cards came out, it was a different story. We saw several accidental headbutts during this contest by Sorongvisi on Chocolate Tito, which did lead to a cut, and Chocolate Tito by the end of the fight was bloodied, and it was due to the fact of the cut, and it was an accidental headbutt. It had nothing to do with the punches, and I think a great pugilist got robbed of his unblemished streak in this contest. A lot of people felt that he was pound for pound the best boxer out there, and of course that is not going to be the case now as he suffered defeat for the first time, but I really thought he was robbed in this contest. I think he dictated the pace. I think he did more damage. And if you look at the stats for this fight, Gonzalez connected on 441 punches to just 284 of Sorongvisi. He connected on 44% of his punches to just 30 on Sorongvisi. So I'm not sure what the judges saw in awarding this contest to Sorongvisi. I think a rematch has to take place because this was straight up robbery to one of the greatest fighters right now in this era. On the flip side, we saw the main event, and it was the undefeated Gennady Golovkin taking on the Danny Jacobs. And this was a contest that I said Danny Jacobs was not going to be afraid of Triple G, and we saw that be the case. Danny Jacobs became the first man in 9 years to take Golovkin the distance. Triple G had that phenomenal knockout streak coming into this contest. He did knock Danny Jacobs down in the third round, but credit to Danny Jacobs, he had a tremendous strategy. He liked that he was able to switch it up, going back and forth from southpaw to orthodox, and it really threw Triple G off. And it was a situation where Triple G is not accustomed to guys just being in there and boxing with him and taking his punishment and continuously coming after him. And we saw that from Jacobs, and we saw Triple G get frustrated. And this was something that Triple G was totally unaccustomed to. Now, when the cards came out, Don Trella and Steve Weisfeld each had it 115-112 in favor of Golovkin, while Max DeLuca had it 114-113 in favor of Golovkin as well. I think Jacobs, to me, won the fight. I gave it 115-112 in favor of Jacobs, and I think you got to give the guy credit, number one, for doing something that nobody has been able to do in 9 years, which is go to distance with one of the best boxers out there and really hold his own. shown. We saw Jacobs in this contest be able to take a lot of the punches that Golovkin was delivering. And if anybody knows anything about boxing, they know that Triple G is one of the hardest hitters out there in the game right now. Looking back on it, people wondered, was Triple G sick last year going into the contest with Kell Brook? And looking back on it, Kell Brook basically exposed him. You have to be out there. You have to box him because Triple G is not accustomed to that. And Jacobs was able to box him, and I think he was robbed in this contest. But even though Jacobs did not get his hand raised this past Saturday night at the Garden, it was a situation where Jacobs definitely made a lot of money for himself, and he raised a lot of eyebrows around the world of boxing because of his performance. And I give Danny Jacobs all of the credit in the world. Triple G is still a phenomenal boxer. You cannot take that away from him, but I think the judges got the decision wrong. So it was a very controversial night of boxing this past Saturday at MSG. Of course, the powers that be are trying to set up that mega fight with Canelo Alvarez and Gennady Golovkin, and I think it's definitely going to happen sooner rather than later. But I'll tell you, between Mr. Jacobs and Chocolate Tito, they definitely got the short end of the stick at the Garden. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park and Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.